On Robin Hood Radio, today we welcome Northeast Historical Society Vice President Edith Greenwood, and today we'll be discussing their upcoming fundraiser, Dine Out for History 2025. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Now tell us about Dining Out for History.
This was a program that we started a number of years back. We had, and where we partner with local restaurants to have an evening that we invite our membership and other people to during their slow season. So our Dine Out for History always has kicked off the last Sunday of January and runs through the middle of March. And we work with these restaurants. They've been very enthusiastic and often asked to be included the following year. And what we do is we do a publicity campaign, and in return for we let the restaurants pick their slowest night of the week, and that's always interesting because there are a couple of them that pick Thursdays, and I wouldn't have thought that. And then at the end of the evening, they tally their take and send 10% of the proceeds, the food proceeds, to the society as a donation. And some of them very generously rounds up that number.
This is good for both you and the restaurants because, as you mentioned, this first part of the season is slow for just about everybody in the service and retail businesses.
Well, we pinched the idea from Hillsdale.
Oh, okay.
They've been doing it. I can't say whether they do it currently, but one of our members had pointed out what the society in Hillsdale was doing. I guess that's the Rojan, and we duplicated it in the sense that we thought it was an excellent idea, and we find that it's like old home week. It's a reason that people, choose an evening to go out, and the members of the board, we try to attend every single one of them, and make the rounds of the room.
Yeah, that's a good idea and a good way to get the word out about the society itself. Exactly how does this work, though, if I want to get involved? I see that you have six restaurants involved this year.
Yes, we do.
And as you said, I wasn't aware of the slow nights they picked out. That goes anywhere from a Sunday to a Thursday, two of them on Thursdays.
Yeah, I know.
Two Sundays. I would think Sunday would be a busy day, actually, but I guess not. And then there's one on Wednesday. So if I wanted to join into this, how would I know when and where?
Well, we have posters up, and we have cards that are available around town, the village hall, the town hall. Everybody's paying their taxes right now, so it's a hot item in the town hall. and I believe the posters, certain websites such as the Northeast Millerton Library posts our poster on their site.
And now Robin Hood Radio.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I noticed that you had you could email to get a reminder.
Yes. Ed Downey actually keeps an extensive blast email list. And I would encourage you to sign up for the newsletter. It's eddowney12@gmail.com.
And once you're on that list, you'll get the reminders of the restaurants and the evenings.
In addition to our programs throughout the year.
And you're located in the library in Millerton.
Yes, we're upstairs. And we are open, certainly by appointment at any time. But our regular hours are from 11 to 1 on Friday mornings, afternoon.
We're talking to Edith Greenwood of the Northeast Historical Society about the Dine Out for History 2025. The idea of this is that you go out for a dinner, and 10% of the proceeds from that restaurant that evening will go to help finance the Northeast Historical Society.
There's a variety of restaurants. The Millerton Inn actually is our most formal in the sense that in addition to having dinner, Ed and Meg Downey typically in the past, and again this year, do a short program before. And then we run the gambit because we have some lower-priced venues, such as the Round 3, formerly the Round 2 It, south of the village. And that's a great event that everybody likes to go, and this year it's going to be March 10th. And then we have Willa's and the Oakhurst Diner, Taro's, and the last in our series is Golden Walk. Amy Yang, the owner there, has been very supportive for many years, but the Golden Walk is now a takeout venue. So that evening, it's takeout food.
I think we've about covered all the bases here. We wish you luck.
Well, thank you so much for including me on your program.
Well, thank you for being here.